This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Maren Snare, educator and psychologist whose mission is to educate as many people as possible on the importance of catching stress before it spirals into a debilitating mental health concern. Maren, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, it's lovely to be with you, Eric.
And certainly great to have you out. Looking forward to being informed here today per your expertise. So for starters, why did you decide to develop your range of resources here, especially in regards to stress? Get into some of those details and kick things off here today.
Well, look, stress affects us all. And with the mental health epidemic that's sweeping the world at the moment, I really want to educate as many people as I can with simple, doable strategies, because we know everybody's busy. So if they're not simple and doable, they're not going to follow through with them. And, you know, if we can start with stress, I see it like creating a huge safety net that can catch people at stress, rest them on a safety platform, and teach them some strategies that they can keep in their toolkit and use as the need arises. And I also notice that a lot of people won't seek professional help for a whole range of reasons, like it might be time, it might be cost. So while I do see people individually in my private practice, I want to provide some professional support based on what I use in my practice through online resources. So hopefully that way I can reach lots of people who might be in need of support.
Maren, why do you think stress is such an issue? Isn't it a fact of life? Touch on that and give us some input there.
Look, stress is a fact of life, and lots of people are here to point out that there's positive stress, and that's called eustress, spelled E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, and that's what motivates us and challenges us to meet our goals. But we hear far more about negative stress or distress, and this is what can bring us down. When negative stress accumulates and isn't managed properly, we can quickly reach overwhelm. And this can be the start of that downward spiral that takes us to the mental health issues such as anxiety and depression.
And Maren, taking that even further, how does stress actually affect us? Give us some more information in those regards.
Look, stress is a unique individual response to any given situation. And we might find that different people respond differently to the same event, because our stress response is based on how we perceive the situation. And that perception can be influenced by our life experiences, our thinking, and our emotions. Now, we know that stress affects our body, our mood, and our behavior. And it's bad for our physical health, because when you're stressed, your heart rate increases, your muscles tighten, and blood pressure increases. And this is the fight and flight response. And it's important to protect ourselves. But if we're stressed too often, this response gets turned on, and sometimes it's turned on unnecessarily, and over time it damages our organs. But also, stress affects us emotionally, and this can lead to anxiety, depression, and more complex mental health concerns. It impacts the way we think. It impacts our concentration, the clarity of our thought, our memory, and our ability to make decisions. And that can transfer across our personal lives into our working life. So it can affect our careers as well. So as a result of all of these issues, it can change our behaviours, which can lead to poor sleep, poor diet, where it's just easier to grab junk food, and then increase alcohol intake, smoking, substance abuse, and it puts us on this whole downward spiral.
Yeah, being stressed out certainly affects a lot, doesn't it? Now, what are the biggest problems when it comes to stress?
Well, when I work with stress, I like to divide it into particularly negative stress. I divide it into two categories, big S stresses and small S stresses. So the big S stresses are often the things that we can't easily control. It might be health issues, family issues, financial issues, and we might need to seek support to deal with that or to get some guidance and let their journey play out. But if we look at small s stressors, these are often our wasted energy stressors, the little things that we get annoyed about or frustrated with, but that really aren't too important. And these little small s stressors can take away way too much of our time and energy and our emotional resources for no real reason. So that's where I start with stress. But one of the big problems is that stress too often builds without us even noticing it. I call this over-the-shoulder stress because we don't see it building. And little things like the extra meeting or deadline or the kids need something urgent for school by tomorrow and all of these little things that we mostly manage on a day-to-day basis and we don't pay too much attention to them. But over time, these are the little things that build up out of sight, over our shoulder. It creeps up and then seemingly out of the blue, wham, it feels like something's hit us for six without warning because we just hadn't realised the impact that these little extra demands were having on us. And then we've got another big problem, and I think this is really, really a problem in society today, and that is that too many people either ignore the warning signs of stress, and sometimes even this keen hit that they get from over-the-shoulder stress is ignored, and they don't take any action to change things in their life, or even more of a problem, they wear their stress as a badge of honour and sort of say, oh, I'm so stressed and I've so much to do, but I'll manage, I'll be okay, and they sort of, you know, use it as a bit of an excuse perhaps to not make the changes that they need to make. And the reality is that they won't be okay for long if that stress keeps building.
Certainly some fantastic and helpful information today. We are speaking with Maren Snare, educator and psychologist, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, Maren, how can we change all this stressful life that seems to get out of control?
Well, most of our responses to things are based, as I said before, on our perception, but this relates to how we think about things. And I think when we get into our thinking, we're really drilling down to the really important things. And our thinking revolves around our beliefs and our expectations of ourselves, but others and the world around us. And if we really look at this, many of these beliefs and expectations are things that we all learned as infants. They were role modeled by our parents or caregivers. And how our parents responded to things was all that we knew. And in most cases, we adopted a similar response pattern. But if we think about it, much of what we learn from our parents, which is crucial to who we are, they actually learned from their parents. And so we're not saying that we want to get rid of all of that. We're really just saying we need to look at the parts that don't work for us. Because if we learn from our parents and they learn from their parents, this can go back generation on generation. And given the changing times, some of these responses, and more particularly expectations, might not fit for both us as an adult, or it might not fit with our adult world or in our current society. So an example of this would be working women who can't run the household the same way that their mothers and grandmothers might have if they're working full time. So to change this, the first thing that we need to do is to look at what we're reacting to and ask ourselves, is it really so important? The second thing is to work out what old expectations are no longer relevant. And then we need to give ourselves permission to change these. So if the key here is to look at your thinking and your self-talk around things. If we're telling ourselves we must do something, even although we know it will cause us a lot of unnecessary and unwanted stress, we might consider changing that expectation. So an example of that might be if you're caught in a traffic jam when you're in a rush to be somewhere. Rather than thinking, I must get to the meeting by 9 o'clock because being late for anything is really rude and bad and driving like a maniac to get there, if you can change your thinking and self-talk to, I can't change this traffic, I'll get there as soon as I can, it's much more realistic and beneficial to us and everybody around us. So these changes to our thinking and self-talk can create more calmness within us and save us from additional and unhelpful stress buildup.
Awesome information. Really good stuff there. Thanks for that as well. Now, how does stress prevent us from leading that awesome life that we do seek?
Well, we really need to understand and manage our thinking more effectively. So we've really got to tease this out and really do some solid work on how we're thinking. And that really does need to go right back to looking at our self-talk and our thinking. If we consider that we're looking often at the difference between negative and positive thoughts here. If we think about evolutionary terms going right back to caveman, he was hardwired to be on the lookout for threats, what predators were out there looking for a meal. So he was always on the lookout for danger. Now, we too are hardwired in this way. So our default pattern for thinking is to the negative. But unlike caveman, our threats are different. And usually less drastic. They're not usually the life and death thing that caveman had. But we still adopt this negative thinking pattern as our default setting. So if we can change this, think more positively, and thanks to neuroplasticity, we know that we can learn new ways of doing things, we're going to feel much better, our mood will be lighter, and we're more likely to find even more benefits and good things in our world around us. So in a nutshell, the more time we start thinking positively, the less time we have to think negatively. And this is where gratitude is such an important element. I like to get my clients to set themselves a goal of taking notice of the simple things that are around them that make their day that little bit easier. I think of them as precious treasures. And you soon find that if you focus on those precious treasures, or you know, even three good things is a good way to remember it, you soon find that you start looking for more good things that are around you, and your outlook becomes happier and easier and better. And when I say simple, I really want people to focus on simple things. So my first precious treasure every day is hot water in the shower. Because how great is it that we have access to hot water? Not everybody is that lucky. So really looking at those little simple things that make our day that little bit nicer, that little bit easier. And then you can build on that and you find yourself thinking about good things or thinking positively rather than negatively all the time.
Now, shifting gears a little bit here, looking at resilience, what are the pearls or what are your pearls of resilience?
The Pearls of Resilience is a program. It's a hypnosis-based audio program that I wrote and recorded. And it's based on elements that we need to have to keep our life in balance. So all of the P-E-A-R-L-S stands for something different. So P is about personal balance. And there's a hypnosis program around that that people can listen to help them relax, get their mind into a much calmer, better space. And it's a really lovely thing for people to do when they need to either sit and calm down or when they're going to sleep at night, but definitely not when they're driving. So the Pearls is a program to help people get this type of balance in their world.
And of course, speaking of balance, what can we do to find that balance in our world that can take us to the awesome life that we are seeking?
It's really about looking at what occupies the time in your life. We know about work-life balance. We also need to have mind-body balance, mental, physical balance. And one of the best ways to make sure that we get this balance, apart from factoring in things, so really getting, I like people to get like a weekly planner and plan out their week and plan out R&R times, and you know, they'll plan out work time and when that they might be doing some exercise. But the other thing to make sure that your balance isn't getting out of balance, if you like, is to just be on the lookout for changes in your routines. Because change in your usual routine or how you normally do things is often an indicator that stress might be creeping up on you. So get the balance, first of all, work, exercise, fun. A lot of people have forgotten what fun is when I talk to them. Social connectedness, having a good diet and having some R&R and sound sleep, all of those things are the elements that we need to keep our life in balance.
Well, Marion, we certainly appreciate the focus, the information, and all that you do in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or one last final tip here today before we conclude things here today?
Look, I think it doesn't matter what anybody is doing, whether you're a mum with young children or new babies, whether you're a dad who's at work, whether you're a single person who's making their way in the world. Everybody needs to feed their energy. We give out a lot of energy to friends and family and to work, and we get some energy back from that, but we often don't get as much back as we're taking in. So we really need to make sure that we feed our own energy with things like a balanced diet, exercise regularly, sound sleep, rest and relaxation, and fun. And if you can feed your energy, that will help you to maintain balance, and that will help you to feel calmer and happier and lead that life that you really want to lead.
Marion, thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. We certainly do appreciate all the information shared here today. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on yourself online, where's the best place to get further details?
The best place would be to go to my website, www.marionsnare.com.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, Marion, all the best. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Eric.
And you certainly are welcome. We've been speaking with Marion Snare, educator and psychologist, whose mission is to educate as many people as possible on the importance of catching stress before it spirals into a debilitating mental health concern. And for further details and for contact, visit MarionSnare.com. And of course, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.